Harpaw. And by the way, I'm putting myself on the spec after Teresa.
And please add.
Okay.
Please add
everybody.
Me back to the stack.
Okay.
Oh wait, no. Hold on a second. I had Teresa, and then who asked for the chair for the stack after Teresa?
Beth.
Pretty sure it was me. Come out. Well,
there may have been someone
else. Okay.
I
got
know,
you coming
but
out.
I did. I
okay, I got you coming out. No, I'm going to be on the stack. I'll wait till after Beth. Okay, go ahead, R. Paul.
Yeah. Okay. Some people won't like this. This is, to some degree, we're seeing why Pacifica is in a failing position here. And people can take that in various different ways. The main way I'm talking about right now is there is an amendment to strike the preamble. Nobody's arguing really much of that. Everybody's getting into everything else with books and other parts of this motion, and people aren't addressing the issue. The issue that is really legally on the floor is to strike the preamble. And yes, there's other stuff in there that I think we might want to really go back and forth about a whole bunch. But the thing is, most people are not discussing the preamble per se, and I think that we need to discuss that. I think we need to strike the preamble because it's going to cause more problems for everybody. I also know that there's more than one agenda, shall we say, that's going on, and I would really like it if we could try to not do the stuff Pacifica does so often, which is to have people lining up and going after whatever they think and paying no attention to what is like on the floor, which I know some people will think is not a very relevant idea. And I think we should strike the preambles because it says things that are they're kind of problematical, and I think we should strike those, and we can maybe have a better chance of dealing with the rest of the motion without emotion and by dealing with things factually, okay? So once again, I am in favor of my motion, my amendment to strike the preamble, and now I got a massive echo. So I hope we will agree to strike the preamble, and then we can get on to the rest of it. And I don't know what we're going to have time for tonight. Thank you.
I object to the amendment.
Jack, and a point of order.
Okay. Hold on. I heard Sean first, then I heard Kim with a point of order and asking for the stack. What's your point of order, Kim?
The member should not be speaking to motives. There's no agenda. This is just numbers.
All right.
Please don't.
I did not speak to
agendas.
Agenda. I said there were agendas.
Other agendas. Yes. I have agendas.
There
These are numbers.
Well, I didn't say you. I said there are.
Yes. We're discussing numbers. There's no.
Well, your point of order is not well taken, Kim. Let's move on. And Kamau, I apologize. I said I had you after Teresa. I actually have you before Teresa. So go ahead, Kamau.
Our points summarized where I was going. So thank you. I'm good.
Oh, okay, good. And then we have Teresa.
Okay. If the general manager is just using QuickBooks for his own personal information, I don't even understand why we are mentioning it. Somehow, him using QuickBooks somehow impacts what our CFO or business manager is dealing with, because it's come up before, and I don't understand, if it's only for his own personal information, why we are even discussing it. So I don't want to blame that on Kim Kaufman. And I bring this up because I think that what's in the whereases is some of the justification as to why we need to postpone consideration or discussion of this budget right there in the whereases. So if you take it out, if you take out the whereases, it makes it look like, well, okay, well, just Kim Kaufman just doesn't feel like we ought to discuss this. And so I think the whereases are relevant. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa. Beth.
Thank you. Yes, motions may come from individual members, but once made, the motion belongs to the body. Any member of the body is free to move to amend. That's what committees do. That's why we debate these issues. That's why we don't just rubber stamp things or vote them flat out up or down. So there's nothing out of order with the motion to amend any part of this or to separate the individual issues, to try to say that it has to be passed as the maker of the motion put it forth. It flies in the face of Robert's rules. And as I understand it, draft budgets are put forth not by LSBs, but by management. That's who's accountable for these budgets ultimately. And given that Berthold is here and is the one who's put the time and effort into this budget and has put forth the most current iteration of the draft, including incorporating many of the critiques there were to it the last time it was heard here, it seems absurd to me to try to delay any further. So I support our Paul's motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Beth. Okay, now I am on the stack, and I will say exactly what Beth was just saying. The motion belongs to the body. Of course, the body can do whatever it wants to with the motion, including address the whereases or anything else. A person's motion goes to a body so it can be discussed, changed if necessary, amended, et cetera. There's no rule where if you make a motion, you get to have your motion just because you made it. Number two, when NETA was here and they adjusted WBAI's use of QuickBooks for the fact that WBAI was not doing the accounting on things like pension payments, because that was outside of their purview. Eventually, after much discussion back and forth, a lot of storm and drum, the WBI budgets were books were found to be within 2% of the NETA books. And NETA was quite happy with that. And they said so in public NFC meetings. So there's no great terror in using QuickBooks. But again, WBI and Pacifica do not use QuickBooks. They use Great Plains. WBI's general manager is not the business manager. It's not part of his job. He does this as an extra. He comes up with a budget as an extra thing that he does using QuickBooks because he knows how to do it. And we should be thanking him for that, not accusing him of keeping two separate books, two sets of books or three sets of books. And finally, as was discussed in the last few meetings, it wasn't the WBAI management who put side carrier income into office supplies. He didn't do that. A lot of noise was made about it, but he didn't do it. And now I guess if you say something often enough, it's supposed to become true that, you know, there's something amiss about how the bookkeeping is being done by the general manager, which is not his job in the first place. So, and I think when we look at the
point of information,
I'll hear you in a moment, Sean. When we look at, and perhaps we should have done this first, I did suggest earlier today to someone that we might have gone ahead with reviewing the consolidated financials from the national office before we got into this, because there's a lot of mistakes in there. And that would clear up a lot of this conversation that we're having right now, I think. And finally, Arpal, I'm going to ask you to read something if you've got it handy. On the when you put out the agendas for the WBAI Finance Committee meetings, you have that part of Section 7 from the bylaws that says what the role of the LSB is in creating a budget. If you've got that handy, can you read that for us?
Excuse me. Excuse me. My point of information?
Yeah, you don't get to interrupt with a point of information. I'll get to you as soon as we're done here.
But you'll just keep – well, but the point is that you're arguing the motion.
Sean,
you're not arguing the amendment. You're just going on and on. You're obfuscating. You're stonewalling.
Sean, please suspend. Suspend. You're out of order. Stop. Go ahead, Arpal. Can you find that? If you can't find that, Arpal, it's okay.
I'm not finding it instantly, I'll tell you that. It's on the call of the meetings. I know where I can find it. It's not in. Okay.
It's in the bylaws, Section 7, where the LSB advises, you know, and does what it does on the budgets.
Let me get the, I think it's, hold on.
7.
Yeah, was it Article 7? Yeah, Article 7.
Okay, Article 7, Section, God, it skipped away. I'm doing this too fast. So,
Paul, why don't you take your time and find that, and we can go on with the rest of the people on the staff.
Okay, yeah, do that.
We'll get to a vote on the amendment. Okay, Sean, you were next, actually, so go ahead. Sean, can you hear us? You might be muted. Sean? All right, let's go to Kim. If Sean comes back, we'll put him on. Go ahead, Kim.
First of all, I believe the process is that GM management makes a budget and the LSB approves the budget or not. That's what it says when you ever find it in the bylaws. And I'm not going to speak to NEDA because they're not here, but that's not exactly what I was told. So about what NEDA thought. So I'm just saying there are difference of opinions there. And no, it may not be the GM's fault if there are mistakes in the national office's financials. But having spoke to them at other of these NSC meetings multiple times, it would behoove someone from WBAI to fix them, to work with the business manager to fix them. That is what the essence of my motion is, that there are multiple problems with several different sets of numbers, and they've got to match. So somebody's got to talk to somebody else to make them good numbers, one set of numbers. So that is the point of my motion. It's not a matter of whose fault it is. The solution is we need to have one set of numbers, financials, that is where a budget comes from. You may not like the whereas where I'm saying there's $400,000 in unsupported revenue, but that's what it is showing. You may not like that, but that's my reason for saying we can't. I mean, there's no point in even looking at this budget. And as I laid out in the columns, you can see the multiple expenses which have no correlation to what the financials are. That's the point of my motion. That's it.
Mac back on the stack.
Oh,
and
yeah,
no,
I got
I will not vote to take off the whereases.
Go ahead, Sean. Sorry, we couldn't hear you for a while there.
I don't know. I was composing myself. I don't know, and I don't contend, that there's anything nefarious going on with the numbers that don't reconcile. But the fact is, Kim is correct, the numbers do not reconcile. And it seems like y'all would rather do anything rather than deal with that fact. Y'all will chase your tails and get nothing done rather than deal with the substance of what Kim has brought to the floor.
Thank you, Sean. All right, I'm going to put myself on the stack briefly just to say that reconciliation is kind of like what we do with the bank statements. And,
it's not. It's not the same thing.
Come out of the stack, Jim, when you get a chance.
All right, I got you, Kamau. So, all right.
Thank you.
I think what Sean – not yet, not just yet. Sean, Kamau, thank you. What Sean was saying, I believe, is that the numbers don't reconcile. And, yeah, and I think when we get to looking at the numbers from the consolidated financials, we're going to see a lot of numbers that don't reconcile. And I think the WBI numbers are more accurate than the national office numbers in that case. And that's something we'll have to look into. And, yes, we can, you know, the general managers here prepared to go into that and discuss it. But we're not getting to him yet. Arpal, did you find that item from the bylaws yet?
Yeah, okay, I can read that. Article 7, Section 3, specific powers and duties. Each LSB acting as a standing committee to foundation's board of directors shall have the following powers, duties, and responsibilities related to its specific radio station under the direction and supervision of the foundation's board of directors. A, to review and approve that station's budget and make quarterly reports to the foundation's board of directors regarding the station's budget, actual income, and expenditures.
Thank you. And what we are doing now
that's
is
not everything. That's what I send out.
That's the relevant part. Yeah. And what we're doing now is providing the oversight of the Pacifica National Board to the whatever the LSBs do with the budgets. That's the role we're playing, and that's why we can fix them. And when they come to us, they're not sacrosanct, and we make adjustments. Okay, and I think Kamau was asking to be heard. Asking for the stack. Go ahead, Kamau.
Yes, just kind of listening to most of the conversation this evening, it does feel, though, that we do have an opportunity with the general manager from BAI here to start the process of reconciliation. I don't think we should throw the baby out with the bathwater. I understand the motion that's on the floor. We need to continue with that. But seeing as though we all are on the same team, it would behoove us to work together and move forward and get a budget that is recognizable, that's approvable, and that each of the stations can manage their affairs by. So I think we should move forward as quickly as possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Kamau. I think I'll recommend you as chair of something in the future. Let's go, Arpal, can we go to a vote now on your amendment to strike the preamble?
Okay. Here we go. Okay. The motion is to strike the preamble. It's an amendment. To strike the preamble. And do people need me to read the preamble?
People
have heard it enough. Okay, the motion is to strike the preamble. Please answer up when you hear your name. Teresa Allen?
No.
Kamau Harris?
Nope.
Julie Hewitt?
Pass.
Christina Huggins?
No.
Jim Kaufman?
Sorry, no.
R. Paul Martin, yes. James McFadden?
Yes.
Sean Kelly McPherson?
No.
James Sagerton?
Yes.
Elizabeth Von Gunten?
Yes.
Going back, Julie Hewitt?
Oh, I'll vote yes.
Okay. 5-4-5 against, 0 abstentions. So it failed.
So it failed. Thank you. Okay. Now, shall we go to...
Mr. Chair, I call for the orders of the day. I think our 10 minutes are up.
I think so. Okay, so shall we go to a vote on this motion?
What is the motion now?
It's
been wrong, everyone.
Okay. Let me get up to it. All right. So now, let me say I have expanded things. So, like, NO is now Pacifica National Office, which is what it was meant to be. That I think that makes the minutes better. GM is general manager, stuff like that. Okay. Whereas the WBII FY24 budget that was approved by the WBII LSB had $400,000, okay there, of unsupported additional revenue and many unsupported expense items, whereas the NFC received multiple different sets of FY23 financials from the WBAI general manager that did not match the National Office FY23 financials, that the NFC postponed consideration of the WBAI FY24 budget that was approved by the LSB. We send it back to the general manager to work with the executive director and national business manager to, one, have only one set of accounting books as kept by the national office, and two, create a budget based on those one set of books that are the financials of record, and lastly, the WBAI LSB should review the new FY24 WBAI budget before it comes back to the NFC for the NFC's consideration.
R. Paul, I'm going to make, just a question. I thought Kim agreed to remove the last part about taking it back to the WBA LSP.
Oh, she mentioned it. Nobody made a motion or anything on it.
Well, we were in the realm of friendly amendments at the time, and she was...
The specious friendly amendment.
This is Kim. This is Kim.
Go ahead, Kim.
Well, I will do that now. And I would like to say change these two words so Mr. Sagerton will feel more comfortable. We send it back to the GM to work with the ED and National Business Manager to have one set of accounting records. Change books to records as kept by the national office and to create a budget based on right. Those one set of records, replacing books for records that are the financial financials of record. And,
you know, you speak faster than I can type, right?
Changing books to records is not that hard a stretch.
Okay, but you are also trying to strike the last sentence, right?
Yes, correct. That's,
okay, why don't we... Okay, hold on a second.
If you'd like me to rewrite it and send it, I can do that.
No, our Paul's got it. Just let him do it.
Okay. First of all, is to strike. And lastly, blah, 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 NFC's consideration. To strike. And lastly, the WBII LSB should review the new FY24 WBII budget before it comes back to the NFC for the NFC's consideration. So if your motion is to strike that, we can all just agree on it rapidly. We can move on to the rest of it. Mr. Chair, could you ask if there's objection to that?
Is there any objection? Yeah, is there any objection? Hearing none.
Okay, so what now on the rest of the motion, what do you want to change in that?
Did you get the part about sets of books being changed to accounting records?
Shoot, I'm sorry. I just said that. I was on mute. Yes. In number one, change books to records, and in number two, change books to records.
Records. And number two, same as books to records. Okay. Chair, see if there's objection to that.
All right. Well, no, I'm going to object to it myself. So,
okay. Oh.
Take
all
it
right.
Out.
All right. I mean, she wants to do that. Okay. We're talking about two different things here, Mr. Chair.
Oh, you mean those changes?
Yeah, the books to record.
Yeah, is there any objection
first of
to
all,
the changes?
First of all, striking that last sentence and also the books to records.
Is there any objection? Hearing none.
Okay, second.
Now that's incorporated.
All right. Okay, so now we're at the motion.
I believe now we're at the main. It's become the main motion, right?
Now this is now the main motion, and does anybody want it reread entirely, or have we had enough of it?
No, I think we can pass on rereading it.
Okay.
But I'm going to ask if there's any objection, and I'm going to object.
Okay. So we have the motion. It doesn't need to be reread. Please answer up when you hear your name, Teresa Allen.
Allen says yes.
Kamau Harris?
No.
Julie Hewitt? Julie Hewitt? I'll come back.
Pass. I'm sorry.
Christina Huggins?
Pass.
Kim Kaufman?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. No. James McFadden.
No.
Sean Kelly McPherson.
Yes.
James Sagerton.
No.
Elizabeth Von Gunten. Elizabeth Von Gunten. I'll come back.
Sorry, I was muted. No. Thank you.
Okay. Elizabeth Von Gunten. No. Going back to the people who passed, Julie Hewitt.
I'll abstain.
Christina Huggins.
Yes.
Okay, it's 4 in favor, 5 against, 1 abstention.
Okay. So, fails, now we can move on to... Give me, I got to get back to my.
in the 5 minutes we have left.
Are you asking for the floor, Paul?
Is review, the next is review of the WBAI budget.
Yeah, I'm trying to get back to my agenda. Just hang on a second.
Okay.
There it is. Okay. All right. So since we are within 10 minutes to the end of the meeting, I'm going to consider whether we should possibly change up our strategy here. Bertel, as a guest, you're not a member of the committee, so I don't think it's necessarily appropriate just yet until we – when we go to reviewing the WBAI budget, then yes, you can say something. So just bear with me for a minute.
Since you guys have been talking about me for an hour and a half, maybe I could just say one sentence.
No, Arpal, just wait until we get there.
Okay.
All right, I'm just going to declare that we're there. We can go and discuss where we are in the meeting later. All right, let's just declare now that we're into the next item, which is the review of the WBAI budget, and I'm going to recognize Bertel Ramers, General Manager of WBAI. Go ahead, Bertel.
Yes. So I heard on the agenda that you guys have a report from Stephanie, which I think might be more important and might be an item, agenda item you guys can get out of the way in 10 minutes. So I'm certainly suggesting that. But if not, then I can tell you a little bit about the WBAI budget. Teresa, if you did not get the budget on time, you just look at my PowerPoint presentation, and it will give you a pretty, very comprehensive, easy-to-read breakdown of the budget versus the actual of 2023 as per QuickBooks. The reason why I use QuickBooks is I called a few people, James, and asked him if he had the September financials, the last year, the 2023 financials, and they have it. I looked for it for about an hour, and then I realized that it didn't come out. So I went with my 2023 QuickBooks. And Kim Kaufman, yes, the QuickBooks changes because as the year ends and as a few months come through, there are a few items that you may add up to your fiscal year 2023. That would make the item complete. I'm sure you would understand that. You revise, you review, you get bills that may not have been entered or whatever, and you book them so that your fiscal year 2023 can be completed. So that's why this is the most completed one that I downloaded from QuickBooks actually on the first of the year, or December 21st, New Year's Eve. Basically, what I did in the budget is based on Kim's complaints and objections of a certain thing, what I did is I brought some of these budget items to what Kim wanted. And so for the revenue, for example, I bought listener-sponsored revenue. Closer to what he wanted, which is 1.3 million, and that consists of listener support, which is $46,000 more than last year. Last year we had 673,000. I've over the revenue on it. We made 673,000. I'm projecting 720 because I'm projecting. It's not guessing. I'm projecting that we will raise $2,250 per day, as opposed to 1,800 per day on an average we did last year. And that's because in the expense that goes up in admin, we are going to get Christine Blasdale could give us a pitch every 2 months. So that's going to increase that a little bit. Then the BAI buddy is increasing by 25,000. That's basically adding 100 DEI buddies. We average about $17 per person. We have been averaging $20,000. So I want to add another $2,500 per month. That's in the budget. So that adds another $25,000. So that's about, $70,000. Then our major donor, we have a guy who's actually already committing to pay like 4 months of rent at 388. That's $20,000. So I'm projecting $57,000 instead of $34,386 we had last year. That's an extra $22,000. David Rothenberg theater tickets, I'm actually projecting $1,000 less. I'm just leaving it as is. Our donation, I'm projecting $26,000 instead of $10,000 because we've been playing the card donation card a lot. And hopefully, you know, that, you know. Bequest, I put $36,000. Last year, we had $204,000. You can argue that we can get rid of the $36,000 bequest, and then that's legit. And grant income and development, I added $67,000 instead of $12,000 last year. We already have a $25,000 stock option to be donated in behalf of Blended Global. That's $25,000 of that $67,000 right there. The other thing I wanted to add for PSAs, I had projected $120,000. Limit, by the way, Tim, after everything came in, $69,508 in PSAs. We went from zero to $69,508, so I figured we could go to $120,000, but you found that objectable. So I took it back to $72,000. So our total budget adds up to $1.3 million versus last year, $1.3 million. Last year had the $204,000 bequest. So why is that? It's because we are adding $55,000 extra in grant income. We are adding $22,000 in major donor. We are adding $59,000 in community events. Gary Knoll already has an event for us in May, a retreat at his place. You know, there are already like 20 people who called in to get tickets. And Gary mentioned that was $2,000 for WBI. You do the math. We're already making the $65,000. That's not counting our SOB event we had. We also had another event with Malachi McCourt and the Irish at the Ethical Cultural Society. And we're having another SOB event and potentially having Gary Knoll live in New York. So that is what the budget looks like. And by the way, I want to go back to something very quickly since you guys are talking about it so much. I'm looking at the income statement from the national office. Our revenue from last year, national office is saying $1.2 million. The national office is saying $1.2 million, and we are saying last year we made $1.2 million. They had $1,287,311. We have $1,331,194. That's a difference of $43,000, or 3.4% difference between us and them. Most of the month, as I'm looking here, in October, the national office had $79,432 as well. We had $79,179. In November, they had $90,000. We had $95,000.
Forgive the interruption, but we're about to run out of time. If we're going to continue.
Okay. Thank you very much. So I think I made my point here. Yes, I agree that, we can work.
Hold on, Bertold, please suspend. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm yelling at my phone. I realize I'm muted. I'm sorry. Yes, Beth, I was watching the clock very carefully, but now that you interrupted to mention that we're running out of time, I'm going to suggest that obviously we're not going to finish this tonight. We're not going to move on to it. I want to also say that, Bertold, I didn't think you were looking at Kim's email when you were making these changes, but now you just said you were. So I want to retract my remarks about whether or not
Kim had any influence on what you were doing. Were
these
that was from before or from last night?
Last meeting. Two months ago.
So, yeah, we can thank Kim for that. But we are about to run out of time, Bertrand. I apologize you had to sit through this and we didn't quite get to it. But I don't think you have any problem working with the national office, working, you know, further with people on the NFC to, you know, get this budget better together. I'm going to suggest right now that we suspend with the review of the WBI budget. We'll give Bertel a couple minutes to wrap up his remarks. But then I want to suggest that this meeting be extended for, I don't know, at least 15 minutes so that we can look at the financials that came from the national office today. And I know we just got them, and this happens frequently. We frequently get budgets or we get financials right before the meeting, and we can go through them and look at them, but then we can also come back to them at a future time. So there's no problem with that. I'd like to ask the committee to move to extend the meeting for 15 minutes to go over, to give Bertel a couple minutes to finish his remarks, and then to take a quick look at the financials that just came in. And then a week from today, we can go back over the financials and we can take another look at the WBAI budget. So can I get a motion to extend for 15 minutes?
So moved.
So moved, Lisa.
Thank you. Is there any objection?
I'm objecting, this is Christina, because I don't think 15 minutes will suffice. We just got the national budget. I haven't had a chance to go over it. And rather than having a cursory overview, I think it would be better if we had time to digest it and review it and then come back to it at the next meeting rather than try to cram it into 15 minutes.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Just the same thing about the WBAI budget. I mean, obviously we've taken up a lot of time with the motions and amendments and stuff, but I think that we really need to have a full-throated conversation about the BAI budget and have an opportunity to ask questions.
I agree with that. So, pardon me?
This is Stephanie.
Go ahead, Stephanie.
Just a quick comment. I didn't anticipate that people would even want to go over the consolidated financials today because they just got them. So you really don't have an opportunity to really take a look at it. Plus also, the KPFA has not submitted their financials for September. So the consolidated financials are not even accurate because we don't have the numbers from KPFA yet.
Okay, well, that's interesting. I will say again that we frequently get budgets and financials right on the day of the meeting, and we do a quick cursory look at it. And I would specifically like to do that with these so that we can look at some specific numbers for September for WBAI, which is an extension of the conversation we've been having here. So I'm going to...
I would object because I don't think it's productive.
Okay, well, that's fine. You objected. That's, so we'll go to a vote. So I made a motion to extend for 15 minutes, and I'm going to ask our poll to, since there are objections, I'll ask our poll to take a vote.
Point of information.
Go ahead. We are in the middle of a vote, but go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, okay. I was just wondering if we could possibly ask questions of Bertel right now that he doesn't have to answer, but that he could send us before our next meeting. So
well,
that might cut
unfortunately,
down on some
we're
of
out
the
of
questions.
Time for that. We're out of time for that item, and what I'm asking for is an extension for 15 minutes so we can give Bertel 2 minutes to conclude and then take a quick look at some of the numbers in the financials, particularly the numbers for WBI. I'd like Bertel to stay with us on that so he can help us with that. And if we want to ask questions, if we have time left over at the end, we want to have some questions for Bertel that he can take back, that's fine.
Yeah, I think that would be a good use of my time. Thank you.
That's a good use of time. I agree. So is there any objection to extending for 15 minutes?
Yes.
And we'll do those things that we said.
Yes. This is Kim.
Okay, good. Okay, so, Arpal, will you take a vote?
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
Motion is to extend is to extend the meeting by 15 minutes.
Actually, hold on, our poll, since it's already now 5 minutes past our closing time, let's extend the meeting 15 minutes from now.
Okay, listen, I removed my objection. This is Christina. Just go ahead so we can skip the vote.
Oh, thank you, Christina.
Did anybody else object?
Yes, Kim did. Kim, do you want to
object?
Still going to a vote.
I will withdraw as well. I will withdraw as well.
Okay.
Thank you, Kim. All right, so we're extended for 15 minutes from 20, let's call it 20, from 10:20. Now, Bertol, we're inviting you to stay for a brief discussion of the financials so we can look at some of those things we were looking at earlier today, and also so that you can finish up your remarks. But I don't want you to go into the details because we'll come back to this next time. And I apologize.
Okay,
you were here for so long and we didn't get
there. So today, WBI closed our Chase account so that the Bank of America account consolidation by the national office for WBI is the only account that's not on the bank account that we have now. So we finished that process. Then what else I'd like to say is you do not have to wait for this meeting to email me or to call me to ask me for questions or to go on a Zoom and have me run you through whatever it is you want to see. You know, I will drill down usually 3, 4, 5 deep to go into anything that you see. Deals, documentation of anything. So I think it would behoove you to call me or to send me email and ask me questions between now and whenever the budget is available so that I can answer them to your liking or not to your liking so that you can know exactly what it is and where it stands. And that way, when you come to the meeting, it would be a fast meeting that no one else's time would be wasted. Your time would not be wasted. So I'm saying again,
Bertol, suspend for a moment. We will take your kind offer to send you emails or to even engage with you on Zoom so you can share documents if you wish. That's an offer that's open to the members of the committee. And we will also, ask you to prepare and we'll come back and we'll do this again on the 9th. But also, let's take this 15 minutes that we have. We'll go over some of these issues. You can take some questions here that you can take back. And we'll take a quick look at the WBAI tab on the National Office financials. So you can, hopefully that will be part of this process of, getting down to what the real numbers are. So why don't you go ahead and conclude your remarks now, Bertol, and just take another 30 seconds if you would.
No, I mean, basically, please, send your, detailed questions. I will respond to you if I see the email within an hour or so. I will go and drill down and look at whatever it is, and then I'll send you the information. And, you have the information. You may like it or not like it, but you'll have the facts and the information. So I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of emails because there was a lot of passion here. I'm sure I'm going to see a lot of emails.
All right, and Bertol, also, please, if you hear questions and issues are raised in the next few minutes here as we're discussing things, you can listen to the recording on KPFTX and, make notes from the recording so you can take the questions that come up now as well, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, so can we move now to we'll move to the financials from the national office. And Stephanie, I take your point. And, we have, as I said, we've done many times, we get financials right before the meeting and we walk through them. That's happened on several occasions. But I get it. We're out of time anyway. And you want to make some changes or improvements to these. And so we'll look at it again next week. I was planning on doing that anyway. So that's fine. But for now, can we go and look at the
National Office Financials, and Berto, maybe you can help us lead this part of the conversation. Can we go to those financials, to the WBAI tab, and talk about the September entries? Do you have that in front of you, Berto?
Give me a minute. The email. Yeah, I have it.
Okay, there was a matter of the September. We have the September rent at 388. We have the tower rent. We have the development expenses, et cetera.
Well, it shows WBI is $309,000 in the red in 2023. I think that's a little high. So I look at the revenue quickly. You know, the national office is $43,000 lower than what we have, which is 3.4%. That's not bad. Anyway, I tend to tell the thing that, you know, that jump at me is line 70. Hold on. Yeah. Yeah, line 70, row AD. I mean, that's clearly just a typo. So that, you know, that would be 5,300 if you take that. You know. That is bad. 300. This is 4 times more than the rent at this time, the monthly rent. So that's just a typo. I mean,
so
you know, we all...
Bertel, hold on a second. So for September, the entry is 15,000 and change for the WBI rent at the studio.
21,200.
Okay, and it's at, the actual number is like 5,000 and change.
5,300, I missed to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And can you go to the line where the tower rent is?
Well, it says 73,911, so that's probably like three rent.
What number is that? What number on the on what line?
I think it's row 80. I don't know. For me, it's row 82. It might be something different for you. Row 82, column AD 82.
I don't see anything on 82.
82 says rent tower all the way column AD. It says 73,911.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the entry for
AD
September,
82.
For September of 2023.
Yeah.
And the number there is 73,000 or something.
Yeah. I mean, that's I'm sure that was I've been corrected very quickly. I mean, that's no.
I'm looking at the 2024 WBAI budget.
No.
Sent out by, no?
No, that's not what we're on. We're on the financials from the national office, WBAI tab.
Which is what our Paul sent that out what time? That was earlier in the time.
Right. It came to me at 1:46, and our Paul got it out a little bit after that, which is fine. It's, you know, Stephanie just said she didn't really intend for us to go over it, but she didn't say that. But, you know, that's fine. We'll do it next time. I just want to – I want people to see that there are some numbers that are being relied on that, you know, seem to make WBAI in a worse situation than it is. I'm not saying it's in a wonderful situation. I'm just saying let's make sure the numbers are accurate and we know, you know, where the inaccuracies are.
So can
so
everybody
that would
find
be a BNO
that?
Consolidated, right?
Correct. WBAI
line,
tab.
Line 8, WBAI tab. Line 82. All right, rent tower. And my question was, are we current with that tower right now?
No.
How far behind are we on that tower?
As of January, that would be 4 months.
So we're 4 months behind.
5 months.
Yeah, but what we're talking about right now is the entry for September of 2023, which says 73,000 something, and it should be 16,000.
Well, actually, it should be
13,000. Yeah.
Next to it. It's just, you know, a typo. This has to be a multiple of a few months, you know, and then that's what it is. It happens all the time, including to me, because, you know, when we're rushing to do things, for example, I'm not making an excuse for anybody, but for example, as I was listening to you guys, I was doing the quarterly report that is due right now. So, you know, we workers at the BNI and Pacifica are multitasking and doing a lot of things on a deadline.
Right, so you're referring to the quarterly reports to the FCC about program content that are due for WBAI this week, right?
Yeah, it's due like yesterday.
Right.
So I was doing that. I was listening to your call and then going over these numbers. So, you know.
But not to yesterday. John O'Mella, John, I spoke to John O'Mella. He said that you can get them in at the end of the week.
Yeah, well, yesterday for me so that I can stay up all night and finish it so that I don't have to worry about it. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm just saying, you know, we workers, you know, we're rushing all the time to get this thing done.
Yeah, it's true in the national office. It's true everywhere. I understand that. So let's suspend with we're not getting the rapid fire answers here that I was hoping for on the issues with the financials. Let's have some questions for Bertolt that he can take back with him now. Bertolt, can you get out your pencil or paper, whatever you've got, and take some questions? Again, you can refer to the recording. Who has a question? Does that work?
This is Teresa. I do.
Okay, gotcha. Go ahead, Teresa.
Okay.
I said my name first, but go ahead, Teresa.
All right, go ahead.
I didn't hear you, Christina. You want to go ahead? Go ahead.
Thank you. I was looking at the PowerPoint. Bertolt, you show community events as you're going to up the amount of money raised by 744%. And I wanted to ask you how you're going to do that, because I know at the November 29th NFC meeting, you said you didn't know if that people were saying something about, well, if you added more into the community events, it would take the deficit down some. So I'm not really seeing why it's 744%.
Okay, so the 744% can be deceiving.
Mr. Chair, can we just maybe ask the questions and then he can get the answers to us?
Yeah, let's just ask the questions, Bertha. You can take the notes. And just I'm going to answer that very briefly, just to say, Christine, it has to do with when you go from when you hold on. Stop. Please don't interrupt. You ask for the stack when somebody is done speaking and comes to a pause. You don't interrupt people that are speaking to ask for the stack or even to make a point of order unless it's critical. So just relax for a second while I say, just remember, we had COVID, there were no public events, and now we're having public events. So when you go from zero to one, it's 100% increase. When you go from
it's 100% increase. That is inappropriate for the chair to take and answer a question. I'm surprised that you would do that. I think that is inappropriate, and I would like to ask questions of Bertolt in the company of my fellow NFC people. I don't want to do it just by email, because if you can flesh out the information much better. That's my objection. I've stated so. Thank you.
That's fine. Go ahead. Ask your question.
I saw you already did.
They're told to respond.
A quick answer.
I did ask a question.
Yeah.
You,
but then someone suggested that we just take the questions, but that leads to misleading questions being asked, and then they're just left to hang there. So I did take a privilege, and I spoke, and I responded to it. So my bad. So let's go on. So, Berto, you have that question, right? How come it's such a large percentage increase? We can answer that next time. Teresa, what was your question?
Okay. I think I heard you respond about why major donors went from 17,000 to 57,000, but if you can put that in writing again so I don't have to go through all the notes, I couldn't keep up with responses in your report. Also, in the I'm looking at the first budget because I haven't had the second version for very long, and in the past remarks about public service announcements, you had indicated that, or somebody had indicated that WBAI had not received the revenue for all of the PSAs aired by WBAI. Are the PSAs current in the payments for 2023? And what dollar amount for the 2024 PSA budget are currently contracted for? That's one question. And then how did you arrive at $65,000 for community affairs revenue for 2024 if it was just $2,700 in 2023? Is that because of COVID? But maybe you can answer that, community affairs revenue. On the expense side, how did you justify an increase of admin expenses from $83,000, which was a 41% increase when, I guess, for like a very, very long time, you haven't broken even? So I'm just wondering about why admin expenses is increased 41%. And then same thing about the development expense. It's at 80. It was at that first budget we got, it's $80,000, and that's a 40% increase. So I guess what is your payback are you expecting on the $278,000 development expense? Is that for public events? So the question is, what is your payback on $278,000 of development expense? And how much revenue do you expect to be generating from a $278,000 development budget? And then Arthur recently informed us that you were close to a settlement on an estate that had been litigated, and maybe, I don't know whether you want to say that out loud, but maybe you could give us an update in writing about that, what that amount is, and if you've put that in the budget.
Okay. It's not in the budget.
It is or is not?
A very good question. Very good question. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Anyone else?
Kim to the stack. And Jim's on mute. I'll go ahead.
Hold on, Kim, please. Thank you. Yeah, I wanted to ask Stephanie and Julie. I think I recall some of that discussion about the bequest being an executive session. Is that appropriate here? I know they said they could do it in writing, but if it's executive session material, it might not even be proper in writing.
I am not sure what bequest is being discussed.
It's the bequest that Arthur spoke about at the last PNB meeting. Julie,
yeah,
do you remember if that was executive session?
I don't remember.
All right, so let's just leave it alone for now, and we'll find out.
I'm sorry if I thought something was in our public session. I could be wrong.
No worries. Yeah, it may have been, but it might not have been. So we'll find out, Teresa. And we're getting that echo, so if everybody could mute who's not speaking, that'd be good. And I think, Kim, you were going to go ahead now.
Okay, first of all, next week at our next meeting, I'd like to get the accounts payable chart. That will help us. Now, for your all your information, when I look at the financials, when I look at a budget, I discount the bequests because that's like extra. You can't count on them, and you know they're not part of our operations. Okay, so in the consolidated, it shows 1.287 as revenue. $200,000 of that is a bequest in September. So without that bequest, the total revenue is $1,098,000. So 1.1 rounded up. So the budget is still, you made it from 1.4 to 1.391, which is still basically 1.4. So we're still looking at, you know, like $300,000 to $400,000 in unsupported revenue. That's my question about that. And I don't, you know, there are, in what I sent to you last night, I showed all the questions I had about the budget expenses relative to the national office, that there were big increases where there was no commensurate national office expenses. I need those fixed so they match. That's why I made my motion. So there's just one set of records that we're looking at, and we don't need to look across three columns and ask questions. Why is it there? Why is that there? So I want the national office. We're talking about mistakes. I expect all of these mistakes to be fixed by next week, you know, including the ones I've already brought up. And I expect the budget to follow the parameters of what the financials are. That's my, you know, that's my wish list for that. And, you know, you're saying you put 2,250 as a per day estimate of what you expect in revenue. And you also said that FY23 only brought in 1,800. So that's kind of like an unjustifiable increase. And my experience, I don't want to mention names, but the solution that the GM mentioned is not a solution in my view. That will just increase consultant expenses and other expenses in the budget. So those are my comments.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, we're looking here for questions, but Bertel, I guess you can take those comments. I know you have some explanations, detailed explanations about that last item in particular. So hopefully you can work up some answers there. Now, we extended for 15 minutes at 20 minutes after. We're kind of on a roll here. I want to get a consensus or get a good discussion on should we extend for a few more minutes to get more questions, or are we done with questions? Are there others that have questions?
I'm ready to call for the orders of the day.
Well, we're kind of in the discussing that, Paul.
Well, I can call for the order of the day any time. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah,
I'm ready to do that.
I appreciate that. So, I hear a few people that have more questions, so I'm going to suggest that we stay until 11 o'clock if everybody's willing. If they're not, we don't have to.
I'm against that.
All right, I hear the echo. Can we mute?
This is Teresa has two more questions, but if you can't, won't let me ask them, I'll ask them online.
Okay. So anybody else who has additional questions that they have ready to go now?
Well, hold on. Do you have a motion to extend time?
Well, yeah. My motion is to extend time till 11 o'clock or until we've exhausted the questions, whichever comes first.
All right. I'm going to object to that.
Okay. Well, let's just see. Is there, so far, only one person has said they have questions, but she's willing to defer. So if nobody else is going to speak up and say they have questions that are ready, there's no need to go there, and we can adjourn.
I have a point of information. I do have one point of information.
That's a question.
All right. Are you willing to let her ask a question?
Fine. One question, and if it goes too long, I'm going to break in. Go ahead.
Did the ED have anything else to report?
I'm sure she has. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want to answer her. We had her on the schedule for a full report, but, you know, not at this point.
No.
I think it's moot. Sorry.
I do not.
Thank you.
Okay. So it sounds like, you know, we're ready to adjourn. Is there, I believe nobody else spoke up with any additional questions. So why don't we just go ahead and say that we have reached our time certain and we're adjourned. Thank you all.
Great. Thank you all.
Good night.
Thank you, Berthold. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Kim. Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Happy New Year.